Blog Talk Radio.
We are back once again. What your doctor won't tell you about your migraines, headaches, and pain. You know, we're already in our ninth episode of 12 in this season, and as you know from the last 8 weeks, our theme this season, stop treating the what, find and fix the why. You see, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to continue to treat your headaches, to manage your migraines, while you ignore the cause of the problem. We've said this season so far, there are a couple of tools in your toolbox, a couple of weapons in your arsenal, so to speak, that are actually very simple, yet they are absolutely critical to you, to your loved ones, finally getting the help that you need, and quite frankly, the help you deserve. And those tools are knowledge, and as you've heard from the last 8 weeks, we want to help add pieces to the puzzle each and every week. We've said if you're missing the vast majority of the puzzle pieces, it sure is difficult to see what the whole picture is. If you're missing the pieces of the puzzle, it's hard to find out what is really going on in your body right now that's resulting in your headaches, that's resulting in your pain, that's resulting in your migraines. So knowledge is absolutely essential, but in order to apply that knowledge, to make that knowledge useful and helping to get you headache-free, healthy, and happy, is common sense. Those of you that have been to our live events, have listened to our program for any length of time, have heard me say time and time again, it's frustrating in day-to-day private practice because common sense and logic are missing from our healthcare system. They have been for a long time, and sadly, I hate to say it, they're probably going to be missing from our healthcare system for a long time to come. So it's up to you, not your doctor, it's up to you and you alone to gather the knowledge and then use common sense and logic to apply this knowledge to your particular circumstances, to identify the why. In other words, what's going on in your body? Why are you having these symptoms? Not, can we find someone to give you treatment? Because once again, as we know from weeks past, it is easy to find just about anyone to give you treatment or therapy for your headaches, your pain, your migraines, whether it helps the cause of your problem or not. That doesn't really seem to be very significant with our so-called healthcare system, does it? Those of you that know my philosophies, and by the way, I'm not doing this to ask you to agree with me, to disagree with me. I simply want to provide some facts based on the research so that you can add that to the puzzle pieces that you already may have, and then apply that common sense and logic once again to use that knowledge to your benefit. Stop treating the what, find and fix the why. Why are you having your headaches, your migraines, your pain? That needs to be determined before you can try something out and hope it's going to help you feel better. You know, each and every week we have circumstances here in our practice, Headache Relief at Last, in the greater Kansas City area. Every day it seems to come up that people seek our help because they've, quote-unquote, tried everything. They've tried everything out there, and nothing has provided any significant long-lasting relief. Now, what this really means is they've probably tried whatever has been offered to them, which is rarely everything. So when someone says, and believe me, I've been there, I've said it myself, I've tried everything. Chances are, when someone says, I've tried everything, we know that they probably haven't. But they've certainly tried whatever options have been given to them. They've tried what they know to be available based on who they've talked to, who they've consulted so far. You know, I'm a big believer in this. When you come to a doctor's office, they want to consult you. They will ask questions, give recommendations. They consult you. You know, I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. I think it's your job to consult your doctor. It's your job to ask the questions. Your doctor's job is listen, and based on what we know to be proven fact from the research, we can then make honest recommendations as to what do you really need to do to find the true cause of the problem and address it once and for all. But we've put our doctors on a pedestal. After all, our doctors certainly wouldn't steer us wrong, would they? By you consulting your doctor and asking the questions, that puts your doctor on the spot. And when you say, doctor, before you recommend any treatment for me, I want to know with certainty what's going on in my body that's causing these headaches. What's going on in my body that's causing these migraines? What is going on in my body that's making me have this pain? Before you recommend treatment, to try it out and hope it's going to help you. Common sense, huh? But it certainly is difficult to find. So stop treating the what. Let's get you on a path to finally fixing the why. Beginning on Tuesday, January the 7th, oh, we're talking 2014 already, we will begin our third season. And today's episode, I'm going to give you a little preview. And I promise you, our season beginning in January will be the best ever. And our season will focus on a topic, well, very familiar in some ways. Sure, we talk about headaches, pain, migraines, because we need a long-lasting proven solution. However, we know that without finding the cause of the problem, that's impossible. And the more it comes up in practice day to day, the way that our healthcare system is run in this country, particularly the United States, makes it difficult, if not impossible in some circumstances, to get an accurate diagnosis, to actually address the true cause of your problems once and for all. And it's the way that our healthcare system is designed. We do not have a healthcare system when it comes to those of us with headaches, migraines, ongoing pain. We have a treatment system, a symptom treatment system. So getting you healthy and keeping you healthy is not the focus. It's not the priority. It doesn't matter. Because in our so-called healthcare system, it's about getting you the treatment to cover your symptom. What symptom do you have? Headache, migraine, pain. And let's match up a treatment to treat or to manage that symptom. That's not healthcare. Healthcare is finding the cause of the problem and recommending the appropriate treatment, or in most cases, combination of treatment or combination of specialties, all working together for your benefit. That's how healthcare is supposed to be. Not, can I sell you the treatment that I provide? Whether it helps your problem or not, I'm not so concerned with. but that's what I'm trained to do. That's what I'm going to sell you. We can't we cannot accept this anymore. That's not healthcare. So we're going to discuss beginning January the 7th, 2014. How do you get long-lasting relief from your headaches, migraines, and pain despite your doctor's recommendations? How to get long-lasting relief from your migraines, headaches, and pain despite your doctor's recommendations? You know, politics and business, we've known for a long time, affect our healthcare system. Sadly, many times the business of healthcare dictates what treatment or what therapy you're going to get. So it may not even matter what the real cause of your symptoms is in many cases. It doesn't matter because in the business of healthcare, it's the doctor, the therapist, the chiropractor, the acupuncturist, the surgeon. It's their job to sell you the treatment it is that they happen to be trained to provide. That's what they're trained to do. Therefore, that's what you're going to get. You don't get an option. If you seek the advice of this particular specialist and they are trained to do a particular type of treatment, you better believe that's what you're going to get, because that's the business of healthcare. It's sad when our healthcare system is not even focused on getting us and keeping us healthy, but rather waiting till we're sick, waiting till we're in pain, and then trying to treat the symptom. It's sad. It's sick. We have a very, very gravely sick healthcare system as a whole. So our goal in the new season beginning in just a few weeks, January the 7th, 2014, how do you get healthy? How do you get proven long-lasting relief from your headaches, pain, migraines, despite your doctor's recommendations? Do not miss it. This series will be recorded, as all of our episodes, however, will be available in our media library on our new website beginning in January. Reading the news this week, there's been a ton of healthcare, well, once again, in quotations, healthcare news this week. But I noticed something very similar in many of the healthcare stories in the news this week. I watched the local news getting ready in the morning to come to the office. I read the national news, the world news every morning when I get to the office. And most of the stories I read this week pertaining to health and healthcare that are in the headlines have something in common. Let me give you three of the topics that came up on multiple occasions in the news this week. Antibiotics are being overprescribed in the United States, even though countless, numerous research studies are saying in many cases antibiotics are ineffective, or antibiotics should be a last resort and are not always necessary, and some studies even saying they are rarely necessary for certain conditions. Yet, antibiotics in this country are overprescribed and have been for decades. That's the first story I want you to digest. Story number two. Certain vaccines and routine immunizations are actually very ineffective. They're ineffective. They don't work. Or if they do work, their success is very, very limited and minute. So in other words, what I'm saying is, by getting certain immunizations and vaccinations, you may not be any more protected than you would be if you didn't get it. The ineffectiveness of certain vaccines and immunizations, for example, the whooping cough vaccine. That's the second story in the news this week. Once again, I want you to listen and tell me, what do these three stories have in common? The third story, once again, in the national news this week. Deaths and serious side effects due to routine immunizations and vaccines. The flu vaccine, routine childhood vaccines, deaths of children due to routine vaccines, serious side effects, disabling side effects due to the administration of routine childhood immunizations and vaccines. So I'm going to give you the headlines of these three stories, and let's talk about what these three breaking news stories actually have in common. Number one, antibiotics in the United States are terribly overprescribed. Number two, many routine vaccinations and immunizations, such as the whooping cough vaccine, are actually very ineffective. They don't work. And number three, there are a huge number of deaths and serious side effects that happen each and every day in the United States due to the administration of regular, routine, accepted childhood immunizations and vaccinations. So what do you suppose these three news stories actually have in common? Well, the truth is, none of these are new. We've known these things for years and, if not years, decades in some cases. Even prestigious medical journals in the United States and even abroad are saying, you are overprescribing these antibiotics, then when we really need them, they're ineffective. We've known that for decades. It's been published in the medical research. Many routine immunizations and vaccines in many medical and scientific research studies have been shown to be relatively ineffective. That's nothing new. We've known this for years, if not decades. And sadly, but you need to hear it, people are dying each and every day in this country as the result of a side effect from what we consider in this country routine. As a matter of fact, we demand, our medical society in this country demands that we put these foreign chemicals in our body. And you're surprised that people have debilitating side effects and die each and every day? How can you be surprised that putting chemicals, foreign chemicals in your body is going to cause a serious side effect? How are you surprised? Yet, even if you agree with these research studies, has that stopped most of us from loading our bodies full of foreign chemicals? Has that stopped us from loading our children's bodies full of foreign chemicals? Absolutely and sadly not. And once again, I hate to say this, but I don't think it's going to change in my lifetime. You know, I'm not recommending or suggesting anything with this broadcast today, and I would certainly never tell you what you should do with your body and what you should do with your children's health. That is not my place to do this. However, what I am saying is, you need to know what's proven in the medical and scientific research, because certainly your doctors aren't going to tell you. You know, there's a reason we call this program What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. There's a reason we call it this. Because most of the knowledge that all of us need to make the best decision for our health, to make the best decision for your children's health, most of that knowledge is suppressed. You will never know that it exists because your doctor simply doesn't want you to know. Or here's another one. Many times, your doctor just doesn't know. Oh, it's true. Your doctor doesn't know everything. So it is your job, and it is up to you and you alone to gather the knowledge. Then once you've gathered the knowledge, use your common sense. Use a little bit of logic and apply that knowledge. And by applying the common sense rule, it is pretty safe to say that loading your body full of foreign chemicals is going to have a side effect sooner or later. You can't jam your body full of chemicals and drugs and not expect to have a side effect. You can't. So don't be surprised. The research has been there for decades. How do you get healthy? How do you get not just symptom-free? Of course you don't want headaches. Of course you don't want pain. Of course you don't want migraine. We know that people that seek our help each and every day, they don't want to have their symptoms. That was their motivation for coming to see us. But it's a bigger picture than that. It's so much bigger. It's the reason that we say the goal is not for you to be headache and pain free. That's not the goal. The goal is for you and those you care about to be headache and pain free, healthy and happy for a lifetime. But unfortunately, with our healthcare, quote unquote, our so-called healthcare system, you know, it's not about that. It's about treating your symptoms and forget about the living healthy and happy for a lifetime. That's not okay. You shouldn't accept that for you and certainly not for your children's health. Headache-free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. That's what it's all about. So sadly, none of these stories in the news are really even news. We've known this for decades. But I do appreciate that the media publishes these reports because we are so inundated with this news story and that news story that are put out by the drug industry, the medical industry, the healthcare industry that want us to buy into their philosophy that they have the next best treatment for you. They have the next best drug for you. The reason you haven't gotten relief is you haven't tried our new and improved drug. You haven't tried our new improved technology. You haven't tried, we have a new improved therapy. If people get over it, use a little bit of common sense and logic. There isn't a magic treatment or drug that we're waiting to be developed that's going to solve all of our headache and pain issues. It doesn't exist. And it won't exist. Stop looking for it. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. That is the only way that you are going to live headache and pain free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. It's as simple as that. But without the knowledge, without using your common sense, you're just not going to achieve that. So please, I'm begging you, each and every week we want to share our knowledge with you. We want to share the research with you. What do we know is proven and what do we know with certainty that you can put in your toolbox to use for your benefit, for your children's benefit, so that you can be headache and pain free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. Now, I want to hear from you. Some of the best comments that I get are not during a broadcast, but rather later on in the hours and days following. Please send your comments your questions directly to me, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. We'll discuss anything that we have time to on the air, and if not, we will certainly address that on our website in the media section in the near future. Please don't forget to mark your calendars beginning January the 7th, 2014. We want to talk about how do you get long-lasting relief from your headaches, migraines, and pain despite your doctor's recommendations. It will also kick off a new live workshop series beginning in January. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Questions and concerns are always welcome. I look forward to visiting with you next Tuesday, noon Central, on blogtalkradio.com.